Welcome to Busy Moms Podcast. Hang on, and here we go. All right. So this next chapter that we picked was called Get a Job. I'm sure you're all thinking pretty fun stuff right now. But the more that we talked about this, the more that we were actually obviously going over it first to make sure that we're capturing everything that we need to be capturing so we can share it with you guys. But the better title that we came up with this was Don't Forget Your Purpose, because sometimes we really do.
Yeah, we all know part of, with getting a job is responsibilities. And they're part of life, unfortunately. We all have to be responsible.
Darn.
And what really hit home, what we took away from the chapter, being responsible simply means doing what needs to be done. But people don't just happen to be responsible.
No.
They have to practice it. And that's something that, with everything in life, with your paying jobs versus your home job of being that mom and that superhero of taking care of it. So what about you moms, aunts, grandmas? What are you living with a purpose, or are you just randomly passing through? And the Bible verse that kind of stuck out to us was Colossians 3, verses 23. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord and not for human masters. So every little thing that we do, we need to think of that as working for the Lord. And it can be taking out the trash, telling your kid for the 15th time to get his shoes off the stairs. We're doing that to
teach them responsibilities.
Teach the responsibilities, get that practice in. We need to see ourselves as irreplaceable with our children, because we, mothers, fathers, aunts, uncles, cousins, grandma, grandpas, we're raising that next generation to carry on civilization.
Yes.
And we're going to be turning these crazy little characters into adults of virtuous character. That's what our goal is. So we need to dream with them. We need to encourage them, play with them. Remember that that is our purpose, mm-hmm. is to eventually get that one that's telling you no about everything. He will be a virtuous adult man one
Raise
day.
Them up
one
in
day.
The way that they should go. And when they are old, they will not turn from it. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And that all goes, that entwines with telling them, like you just said, for the 15th time, will you please put your shoes away? Will you please help me load the dishwasher? Will you please just call me to let me know that you're alive? For the love of God, can you please just call me to let me know that you're alive? But the responsibility, it goes both ways, because we are the ones responsible for teaching them that. Again, with teaching them the Bible and everything too, it is our responsibility to make sure that we are growing them into that fashion. And we have to remember for ourselves, we have a job. Do we have a job? Is that really the job that we wanted? We all have the job. I don't want to say we all have the job. We all have the job of a parent. Whether you're the actual mother of the parent or you're the aunt that watches that child every day so that mom can go to work. If you're that caretaker that helps, I'm very lucky. I do have somebody that comes and watches the kiddos for us so that way Al and I can both work. But that's what we do. That's what we have to do. And I'm going to say that's what we have to do. We are very privileged to be able to do that. My sister was very lucky that she had family that lived where she does, and they watched the kids. Took them to school, picked them up, did all that stuff. And I'm just like, wow, that is so cool. And it all depends on what your situation is at that time. But coming back to this, our job, whether we're working outside the house or we're that mom taking care of that little army of people day in and day out, 24/7, 365 days a week, it's our job. And it's one of the coolest privileges I think that could ever happen to anyone. And like I said, whether you're that caretaker, you are impacting their lives, no matter whether you realize it or not. And we have to make sure that we're impacting them in the best way possible, because at the end of the day, they remember everything. My little kids at the end of the day will say some stuff back to me, and my one little one be like, remember, mom, remember when you said that? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I did say that, didn't I? And that comes down to the time of apologizing. Yeah, I probably shouldn't have said that. And reminding them to not repeat what I say.
Necessarily, yeah.
Yeah. So that's the thing that we're working on right now is to please don't repeat what I say at this point in time. But it's...
What I like with the one title, like the get a job, because when our kids are a little... with our older kids, I should say, we want to make sure that we have set them up so that they understand where things come from.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not, but I want to make sure that they understand not just it takes money to buy things so that you can, you know, you have to pay your bills and you have to feed yourself. Right? But it's also about fulfillment. And we say that this is a job. This is a job that God gave us by putting that baby in our bellies, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For those of us that are like biological mothers. Or put us in that situation to where we are the caregiver.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a job. This is the most fulfilling work you will ever do in your life.
Yes.
Because the ramifications, whether good or bad, they're lifelong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's like... All right, do you just want to get your job? Do you just want to do this? Or is it the fulfillment? Yeah, emptying the dishwasher seems like a crappy chore, and it's your 8-year-old's job, right? But once that's done, you go, look how clean it looks.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you feel fulfilled from that? Mm-hmm. I would much rather have a child who feels fulfilled and have a purpose than one that's happy.
Yeah.
Happy is kind of a lie.
Happy is only what it is at that point in time.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You could chase happy forever, but happy is, you know, 5 seconds long.
Mm-hmm.
Fulfillment
is lifetime.
It's lifelong.
It's life changing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy that, I mean, as busy as we are and we're working jobs too outside the home, we were just talking about this prior, that we are more organized in our paying jobs than what we are in our, like, our mom jobs and everything. Yep. Because, yes, that job I get paid for, I have a job description. It tells me exactly what I'm supposed to do and what I'm supposed to accomplish. Yes, I'm going to make my to-do list and I'm going to make sure that I hit everything that I'm supposed to that day at work. And then I'm driving home on the way home from my 40-minute commute. And I'm thinking, okay, so now I got to get home. I got to make dinner. Is it a bath night? Oh, yeah. Okay. So tonight's the kids got to get their bath and everything. And oh, yeah. So now I have to, oh, crap. I forgot about that. I had this meeting tonight. Oh, crap. Was it tonight or is it tomorrow? And yep. You would think you would be more organized. And I'm looking at my calendar and I'm like, okay, I have everything in here. But then I'm like, I think I'm missing something. I know I'm missing something. Crap. What was that? And then, so as much as we try to be prepared and organized, sometimes it's easier for me to be at work.
Yes.
To feel organized and accomplished and everything because I have my to-do list. I know exactly what I got to do. But when I get home, it's kind of, crap, where am I at? What are we supposed to be doing tonight? And I know I had other things that we were supposed to do. And
it's like, can this one slide on bath day? Yeah. Can that be tomorrow? Yeah.
Can we do this one tomorrow?
Let me smell you. Are you okay?
Are those ears dirty? Maybe we'll just clean out your ears tonight.
We'll just wash your face.
For tomorrow.
We'll just wash your face.
Just clean your teeth.
Yeah.
just clean your teeth.
Just brush your teeth. We're good. Yeah, you get home and you're like, I don't want to do that chore. I don't care that there's 5 baskets of laundry overflowing right now that need to, no, I'm going to, but you know, at the same time, then you're bringing, because you're not organized, you're bringing unnecessary stress sometimes to home because mm-hmm. you're like, oh my gosh, I have 5 loads of laundry that have to get done, but they want to play.
I know.
You know, and you have to tell them, not right now, I got to get this done, or you're doing you're sitting in the floor folding your 5 mountain loads of laundry and they come in with the dog playing fetch and everything gets unfolded.
Yeah, no.
So you're just kind of, okay, you know, it's hard to, you're just like, forget it. We're just going to live in baskets, you know.
Why do we even have dressers?
Yeah. You know, so it's hard because you think you can cut corners, I guess, when it comes to being home. you know, kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. I guess if you want to phrase it that way, whereas at work, you're like, I don't want to do it, but it just needs to be done and I'll feel better.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, it kind of, you have to almost, I know I catch myself going, just get it done at home and it's going to be better. You're going to find that 5 minutes to spend and have that snuggle time that he desperately needs because he's acting out, you know.
I think at work, the ramifications are nearly instant.
Yes.
And when you're at home, the ramifications are so far off.
Yeah.
That well, you're like, eh.
And at the same time, it's like, well, if I don't get it done, I'm the one that's got to deal with it the next day. So
yeah, true.
I guess
true.
If it's just me that I have to deal with it, then I guess it's going to be okay. So we're going to leave this with you all. What do you think motherhood is it a duty, a job, or a privilege? And how can this make a difference in your attitude? Blessings to you, and remember to fight for those 10 minutes.